Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror / Tober Edition. I'm Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
/ Tober Part 2. Come on.
Part 2. Part 2. Producer Todd Loya. Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
Kruger, explain how / Tober Part 2 works for our fine listeners.
So what we do for our / Tober special is rate and review a slasher film, and then at the end of the episode, we will add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes, and from there, we will vote and eliminate one slasher from that list, leaving us with our top three slashers, aka our three final girls. So Todd, why don't you tell us what our final girl list is so far and what we are reviewing tonight?
All right. So our final girl list is Just Before Dawn. I'm sorry. See that?
No, it's not.
That one was X.
Yes. Skinner, Slumber Party Massacre, and Eyes of a Stranger. Yeah, eliminated first was Edge of the Axe, and then Just Before Dawn. Yes. And up for contention today is Charlie's Farm. Dan, why don't you tell us about Charlie's Farm?
Charlie's Farm is a 2014 Australian slasher film from director and writer Chris Sun. And in this, four friends go into Australia's outback to explore Charlie's Farm, the site where a violent family met their end at the hands of an angry town mob. Despite all warnings, they persist in their horror-seeking adventure and soon learn that some legends never die. I believe our newest slasher so far. And Charlie's Farm. What did you think of Charlie's Farm, Kruger?
So this is actually my second time watching this movie. I saw it, I think, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And I remember it, like, enjoying it, but not thinking it was too great. And actually, this time I liked it better than the first time I watched it. And I like this director's work. He also did this revenge film called Daddy's Little Girl that's really, really good and pretty fucked up. And he also did this creature feature called Boar about this giant boar that – ironically also has Nathan Jones and Bill Moseley in it, just like this does. So
which we reviewed if you go back a ways.
So I like this director a lot. That being said, the dialogue in this movie, there's times where it tries to be funny and it kind of misses way more times than, you know, it hits for me. And I wasn't really a big fan with the characters. Like, I can't stand the one dude that keeps pissing everywhere.
He was driving me
crazy. So this was a case of me, you know, wanting to see most of the people we got, you know, just get brutally murdered, which we did get, which was awesome. But as far as characters I did like Bill Moseley basically just doing Otis. That was fucking awesome. Also, I love Kane Hodder in this. I was glad that he got, you know, the little time to shine that he did in this movie. And even though, you know, it was brief. And also, I thought Nathan Jones as our slasher Charlie actually did a really good job and had a pretty intense performance. I also like Charlie's just origin story. You know, it's not necessarily the most original thing in the world, but I enjoyed it. And you know, his skin condition then kind of reminded me of Victor Crowley, like the Australian Victor Crowley. So that was cool, since I'm such a big Hatchet fan. And I also liked his weapon of choice. His modified, like, machete thing was pretty badass. With the story, you know, I enjoyed learning the tragic origin of Charlie. But, you know, I wasn't crazy following, you know, the camping group and all the goofy shit that, you know, that entailed. So that just kind of hurt the pacing for me. But once the group finally, you know, gets to Charlie's farm, they meet Charlie face to face, and we start to see all this crazy carnage unfold. I mean, the movie turns around for me in a huge way, especially with the Kane Hodder versus Charlie fight. That scene was a huge highlight for me. And the kills in this are fucking really good. Super brutal, totally the best part of the movie for me. The gore is really well done and mostly practical. There's just so many good kills. And we also got like these really nasty looking decaying bodies that just look.
Kruger. Her name is Tara Reid, dude. You got to be right.
Well, see, when he said that, I thought of, I was thinking of someone else.
I did too, but I was going to let this, Dan have this one.
Yeah, but the practical decaying bodies that we got, fucking fantastic. So overall, I actually really dig this one a lot. It's not great by any means, and you know, by no means is it perfect either. But even with its flaws, it has such an awesome kill, so many awesome kills. Nathan Jones does a great job. Kane Hodder, Bill Moseley's in this. So, you know, that enhances this movie quite a bit, and I think it's a pretty fun slasher if you can get past, you know, some of the hokiness and you want to see a lot of gore. This brings it.
Yeah, this this is a dumb slasher, but I mean that in a good way because it's very entertaining. I actually have a blast with this one. You had mentioned the director, Daddy's Little Girl, which is a fantastic revenge film, and Boar, which is basically a remake of Razorback, one of the great Ozploitation films. You can see like the progression. I would actually say he got even better with Boar, but I do like this one a lot. I think Donkey's hilarious. and why he's called Donkey. I actually really like the guy. There's really cheesy dialogue. Tara Reid's not very good. Tara Reid's not particularly good in anything. She's Tara Reid. We still enjoy her. But maybe you know. Well, American Pie. I mean, she had a run.
Sharknado.
Sharknado. There you go. The cliches are all over the place, from, you know, the wise old man trope to pretty much everything, but it just kind of works for it. This is like a turn your brain off and have a good time movie. The effects from Slaughter Effects, who also worked on Boar, fantastic. There's one kill in particular that I found really funny, just the way kind of like that they look at each other. I won't give it away. We'll talk about it in spoilers, I'm sure. But this is kind of like in the vein of like the Hatchet sequels, where things start to get really over the top. If you like those, you probably like this. If not, maybe not so much. But Nathan Jones is awesome. I mean, is he a dynamic actor? No, but he has a presence in everything. In Boar, where he plays our hero, I thought he was good in that.
And he has one thing most other slashers don't have.
10-year prison sentence?
I was going to say a justifiable homicide. Or unjustifiable.
I don't think he had a homicide on his record. I think it was home burglary, wasn't it?
Okay, I thought he killed someone in the
room. I was going to say, did this motherfucker get a real body?
I'm thinking of Great Khali, aren't I?
Oh, definitely. Great Khali is the guy that killed somebody in the ring.
That's why I never did a...
Never with forget.
With a flapjack, too. That's how he killed the guy.
All right. Ray's done it with the 619.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No murders on Mr. Jones's resume.
We don't know what he did in prison.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Am I the only one who kind of liked him? I did. I thought he was.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I actually thought they could have done more
with him. When he was working?
Well,
he's Tyler Mane.
He was more agile than he got credit for. I think with a little more ring time, you might have made something out of him.
Okay, but let's just end this conversation for now.
I don't want to.
No one gives a shit about him as a wrestler.
No more ever did.
He's a way better actor than he is a wrestler.
Even that's a little iffy. He has a presence. I would call him
with the right material. Yeah,
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, Mad Max. He's fucking awesome. Great job.
You're right. Okay, forget about that one. So I take it back, Nathan Jones.
And I think he also played a mentally challenged Muay Thai fighter in a film once, which
I remember talking about this. What the fuck is that called?
I think it might just be called like Muay Thai Fighter. It's not a great title, but if you look at his IMDb, you'll find it. But yeah, no, I mean, this is Turn Your Brain Off and Have a Good Time. I thought Bill Moseley, I mean, it's not, he's not in it long, but for what there is, I thought he was hilarious. Like Otis,
but I want that prequel.
A little more calm. Yeah, I was just about to suggest you could do an awesome prequel with his parents.
I watched the fuck out of that. Damn.
I don't, me too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought the mom was really good too, actually. She was like, when she was wigging out and going all crazy, she was pretty good.
Channeling her Karen Black. Yeah. I thought this was pretty cool. I thought I'd seen this movie. But I don't know, because I don't remember shit about it. And you think I would with Donkey, because that guy's hilarious. I don't even like him, Kruger, but I got a kick out of him. He's just annoying and but kind of funny. But like when we, you know, I'll save that for the spoiler walls.
Yeah.
Spoiler wall. Any fucking way. Oh, they mentioned Mick Taylor, not by name, but that's cool. It's like, oh, there's some backpackers over there. It's like, hey, let's do a crossover. Fucking rad. Yeah, Nathan Jones is a fucking kick-ass monster. He looks gross. And he's just big and imposing. So I understand why people feared him. The plot is very formulaic, but honestly, that's really all you need to have a good time with the slasher. Yeah. So I had fun with it. It's not the best movie. It's not the worst. Turn your brain off and enjoy this shit. And, my favorite scene we can't talk about, but I think Dan on the same page. Yeah. So, I loved it. Fucking cool.
I liked how he made use of his surroundings and other things to kill. It wasn't just the cool machete or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. What'd you think, Todd?
I had fun with it. Like you all said, Turn Your Brain Off. It's a little messy up top. And as much as I love the Moseley bit, which is probably my favorite bit, it definitely feels shoehorned. It was unneeded for anything in the plot.
I don't think so. You know, it's a basic backstory, but it made him who he was.
Unneeded. I'm not going to go with that, Todd.
Okay, wait. Maybe I should word it like this. He was not unneeded original. To do that.
He was what?
I don't think you needed Moseley to do that. Either way, it was my favorite bit. Because
he's basically... in there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, total Otis moment.
Yeah.
Post-struggle, snuggle, and ill. So that's a good time.
Yeah, Kane Hodder was good too. They made
he was
good use of
maybe that's what I mean. Like I felt like they made good use of Kane Hodder. Yeah. I feel like Moseley should have been more utilized than just that little bit.
He may have only had one day, man.
I knew what
it was.
I mean, you figure you had decent amount of stars in here for a lower budget slasher movie, so I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
The free usage of the hard R word in Australia is hilarious. And with their accent, I fucking loved it. Sounds way cool.
Also, I just got to say, I love the way it ended too, because it kind of just happens out of nowhere. And I love that. And to be honest with you, I doubt it would ever happen. Now, because this came out in 2014, right? So I don't know if it would ever happen now, but man, I would fucking watch the fuck out of a sequel to this.
From this era, unfortunately, you don't get a lot of cult classics. People don't remember things like they used to, but I could see this one developing it, particularly if this director keeps, rising.
Make it a Shudder exclusive or some shit like that.
Yeah, you certainly could. I don't know if I'd call it Charlie's Farm 2, but yeah, there's potential here.
Yeah.
So,
why don't we rate this bitch then?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Kruger, what say you?
I am a 3.5 out of 5. I like this one quite a bit. And like I said, I remember it being okay, not as good as it held up this time. And I recommend it for Gorehounds because the kills are fucking off the chain. What about you, Pugs?
I am a 4, and I am dreading the battle that we're having, that the elimination. I think it's going to be interesting. Dan?
I'm a 3.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a 3.5. I really like this one a lot. Like I said, it's just fun. It's just dumb fun. And sometimes you just need dumb fun.
Yeah. Speaking of dumb fun, me and Kruger are going to talk the Return to Sleepaway Camps. Sorry. Slumber Party Massacre
sequel. That ain't fun.
the Slumber Party Massacre sequel's Patreon exclusive. We didn't mention that yet. So yes. go check out your bonus content because we reviewed Slumber Party Massacre on Slashtober. So it's a Slashtober bonus where we talk the sequels.
Yes, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. And we have other content, exclusive content up there too. We're hammering it out for October. So check it out.
All right.
So it's on time.
That note, so it's time to. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
this is going to be a rough one.
All right, so up for elimination, we have Skinner, Slumber Party Massacre, Eyes of a Stranger, and Charlie's Farm. Kruger, what are you eliminating?
I need a second to think, man.
Okay, we'll come back.
Yeah, come Bugs. Back.
Okay, so none of these hills are hills I'm willing to die on, so I am a little flexible. But I'm going to go with Slumber Party. Get the axe.
Dad's going to ax you for saying that.
That's fine.
I'm not even going to get rid of it, even though it has Michelle Bauer. I'm Charlie's Farm goes.
Yeah, you know, for me, it comes to... Yeah, Charlie's Farm has to go. I won't even reveal what my second possibility was. It was close. I'll just say that. But... that's not to say anything against Charlie's Farm, but it's got to go.
See, I'm this is rough for me because I was kind of leaning towards Slumber Party Massacre as well. fuck, this is hard. I'm gonna go with Charlie's Farm too.
Okay.
Even though, like, I really like Charlie's Farm, and I think Charlie would beat the shit out of the weirdo in some party massacre.
He was stealthy, though. You never know. He might have taken him out.
Dude, he got taken. Dude, Charlie's.
Charlie would cut his drill off.
Yeah. 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 Homeboy got jumped by three girls. Like, Charlie would fucking mess up.
I can't even argue with that logic.
Teen girls, yeah. Dan.
Yeah. But,
30-year-olds. Teen girls.
Yeah, but Slumber Party Massacre is a fucking, it's a classic, so, and I do love that movie quite a bit, so I think that deserves to stay over Charlie's Farm, so sorry Charlie's Farm. It is a great slasher though, so check it out. It's definitely worth your time.
Yeah, and you can watch it on Tubi, so
yeah,
go check it out.
And me voting off Slumber Party was not a slight. I fucking think that movie's awesome.
Yeah,
but I think the other guys are cooler.
That's cool.
Well, we want to talk. We want to talk cool. Wait till we talk Slumber Party Massacre. All right. On that note, spoilers time. Dan, do the spiel.
Guys, spoiler time. If you do not wish for this movie to be spoiled for you, now would be the time to bow out and pick up after you watched it. Be sure to weigh in, by the way, in the comments. Like any of these films that you've seen, if you agree with our decision or not, that's all good.
All right. And spoiler time.
Castration for the win.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like that's.
I love
that's...
the way he looked down at him too.
Like, he's like, "This motherfucker really just cut my dick off."
He's like, "No." Before that, where he's just like, "Yeah, oh, what are you?"
Dude, yeah, that's probably one of my, if not my favorite kill in the movie. I mean, just first off, homeboy's pissing everywhere with that dick throughout
you're
the
building
fucking
up to it.
So I'm like, dude, just fucking cut it the fuck off. Like, I'm thinking that in my head the first time I watch this movie. And they fucking go there. And it's not even so much him cutting the dick off. It's the way he punches it into his fucking mouth after. Just
joke on it.
That's fucking fantastic. I also love the scene where the one chick gets her head crushed by the fucking tractor tire. Just fucking nasty and brutal as hell. And Nathan Jones just, you know, looks menacing while he's doing it.
I think the gore went a long way on this one.
Oh, yeah.
They stayed away from CG, which this era, you know, you usually get a little more of that.
Yeah, they could have totally did that, but they did it the right way, which is what I appreciated. I also just I love the Kane and Charlie fight because Kane kind of holds his own for a little bit, with, you know, when he's fighting Charlie, which was kind of badass to see. You know, they respected Kane Hodder, you know, as the horror icon that he is.
Jason's holding back. You're lucky today, Charlie.
Would it have been too over the top to have him, like, I don't know, get him in a sleeping bag and just throw him against a tree or something? Just
enjoy the show.
I mean, the only problem is Nathan Jones is such a giant motherfucker that, like, he makes Kane Hodder look like a dwarf because he's, like, 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
Hit him in the dick.
Also, there is a scene where a girl just gets her jaw ripped right the fuck dude. Off. Holy shit, that was just rad as hell. So, and
that's what Mankind was going for.
Yeah. I just think that was so badass. And then, last but not least, the way Nathan Jones impales that annoying cunt that you were talking about before, Dan. What's her name?
Tara Reid.
Yeah. When Nathan Jones takes her out, I was happy as fuck. And I loved the way the movie just ends there. And, you know, it leaves it completely open for more. Kind of like how Hatchet did, to be honest with you, which is kind of funny. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I would love a sequel for this fucking movie. Just, you know, give the guy a decent budget so he could do gore on the same level as the first one, and I'm fucking in. I think that would make a great little slasher. And we do need more horror icons with more than one film under their belt. I truthfully believe that. You know, we don't have that many new age slashers that get more than one. I mean, thank God for stuff like Terrifier and stuff like that. But I think Charlie deserves one more try. And I think the sequel could probably actually even be better than the first one if they do it with the same director and they have a good vision for it. So
they can start it off with the wife looking for Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
Got that fucking bitch. I fucking love that everyone died. Like, kill Charlie. Yeah.
Open with him wearing Tara Reid's face.
Fuck yeah.
Or titties, too.
That's what I was going to say. They're already half stitched up.
He just comes out like with like just like a titty bra sort of thing on.
Charles Band will be upset stealing the monster bra gimmick. All right. Do you have anything, a spoiler on this one?
Yeah, that's all I got for Charlie's from. Right. But yeah, check it out on Tubi. I mean, for free, fucking can't go wrong there.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right. Well, with that being said, gentlemen, let's go enjoy our October. Dan,
good night, guys, and enjoy your Halloween season.
Mr. Todd,
fuck Dan.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And I'll see you in Disneyland.